You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and it is, it's the start of Easter today, isn't it? Yes, half day today for most of you out there. It's the wrong half of the day for us, because we're working. Anyway, welcome to this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place, near Radio Dial, with me, Jerry D. It is indeed Thursday, and it is the 14th of April. And I tell you, I've got one thing here just to start off the world of entertainment on this day, going back through the years. I don't know if you remember yesterday, if you were with us at this time of the morning, we mentioned in 1742, the Messiah was first performed publicly in Dublin. And say, that was in 1742. In 1759, George Frederick Handel dies in London, leaving works such as The Messiah and the Water Music as his memorial.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Opening up for me this morning, not too energetic.
Yeah.
We started off with Aaron Tippin, and he was singing about there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Absolutely not. I hope you're all with us this morning. Stick with us. It's a half day today. I don't think many other people are around. Anyway, a very good morning. So that was it. That was followed on, by the way, of course, unmistakable sound of the Mavericks and Back in Your Arms Again. A bit of a different program for this morning. I made an executive decision yesterday afternoon. Oh, yes. The power. I was going out with friends last night. And so, of course, what I'm doing, so in the middle of the afternoon, I decided to start looking at the news for the day. And I was looking at the news. I thought, why am I bothering? It's all miserable. And tomorrow is Easter. So I made an executive decision, no news per se. And what I might do this morning is take a little rummage around some of the international papers, see what's happening in the world. If it's too depressing, I might not even bother with that either. So there, one of those mornings this morning. Jerry's in charge. What we do have, though, for you in the 8 o'clock hour, I've got Dr. Computer coming in to chat with us. And one of the things we're going to be talking about is what difference it will make to us here in Panama with the link-up of, was it Cable and Wireless and Claro? And, of course, Digicel are leaving the country. They said, it's not fair. We're off. You haven't agreed to the terms or something that we agreed to when we came here, so they're off. So we're just going to have Cable and Wireless and, what's it on, Tigo. So is that sort of, you know, not so good service for the rest of us? We're going to talk about what, if any, implications it may have for us. So Dr. Computer, he's going to be with me at 8 o'clock hour this morning, so we'll have a little chat with him. Otherwise, we're just going to sit back, relax, chat with Yasmin, see what our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid's up to. And I'm me. Well, I do what I usually do. Play music.
Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me.
that fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up the mirrors with you, baby.
Living dangerously.
I guess that's something a few of you might be doing over the weekend, taking your cake off to the ocean, enjoying the beaches, enjoying the Easter weekend. That was DNCE, of course, on this morning's breakfast show. And, well, without any hesitation, that has brought us to, we're just 20 seconds away from 15 minutes. We're on time this morning. 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So we're going to put you in the shower, get you on your way to wherever it is that you're going for half a day. Today, all right. London Boys, and I'm one of those London Boys in the shower with you this morning. My love.
Like a never-ending river, I can feel the fire go. Whoa.
And the London boys wandering off into the distance, into the far corner of your shower this morning. But there we go. Let's say a very good morning. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Oh, Mary Lou's working all day today. She says, today I work the whole day. And anyway, she wishes us a happy Easter. Sorry to hear about that, Mary Lou. I'm doing half a day, but most people think I do half a day anyway. But I don't. Trust me, it takes quite a bit of putting together sometimes for this little lot. That's why they're a bit different this morning. No news. Well, we'll take a rummage around some of the newspapers, see what's happening internationally at any rate. Don't want to depress you too much. This is the Fratellis and Laughing Gas. That's what we need. What we all need is some laughing gas.
I don't want your car, baby, I want your. I don't want your friends.
Trans Vision Vamp there, and a little bit of I Want Your Love. We are keeping nine the time at 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. As we make our way down to the bottom of the hour. So I said, no news this morning. How cool is that?
Sweet things from Boston.
There's a nice one for you. Nice classic from Steely Dan and Hey and 19. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just seconds away from the, from the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Absolutely. And don't forget, by the way, to check in with our friends at, in Quinta Venti Quattro. Did you know, by the way, that they do have a delivery service? They do. In Quinta and Entrada e Domicilio. And so do go and check that out. You are listening to us on 89.3 Call FM. And just to remind you,
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Gotta get 'em.
the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Politics to get on this program, apart from the news, which we're not doing today. That's reflects the politics of dancing. Sounds rather Bowie-esque, doesn't it, that one? Before that, OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and We Love You. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 20 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And what we do have, as I mentioned earlier on, we do have Dr. Computer coming in and chatting with us in the 8 o'clock hour today. Apart from that, it's really you, me, the music. We'll chat with Yasmin, we'll have Ingrid reporting in as well. And we'll make our way through Easter, because we don't have a half day. Mary Lou doesn't have a half day either. It's all rather sad, really, isn't it? Do they pay you double? Jeff Lynne's ELO.
I thought I could turn things around and show you something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left with. Help yourself.
up beneath the setting sun, I think about you. And now the plans that we've begun but never finished seem to turn and run. But you can never change, you just keep on being you. You got to help yourself,
help yourself.
You got to help yourself,
help yourself.
You got to help yourself. And all the things we never did, 'cause we forgot we ever wanted to. But you can never change, you just keep on being you. You got to help yourself.
That's it. That's where I finish it, just like that. I was busy on my laptop. That was it. Jeff Lynne's Yellow and Help Yourself. Right, what we'll do, I think we'll look at a little bit later on as we go through the program this morning. We'll perhaps look at some of the facts, some of the interesting things to do with Easter, seeing as that's what we are celebrating over these coming days. We'll take a look at that. And also, we'll take a rummage around. We will take a look and see if there's anything perhaps interesting in the news headlines, but perhaps something which isn't so depressing. See if we can find any good news. We can do that, couldn't we? So, yeah, it's just to sit back and relax, play music, have a good time, be nice. Yeah, be nice. Always being nice is good. And getting through the course of this morning, trying to get you started off with your Easter weekend in a good mood. Not having the news helps. So today's program is totally antidepressant.
Thoughts of you, my hand clenched wide. I write it down. Will these words catch fire? I wish life was all starless sea with scripted eyes set perfectly. Wishing you while we sail.
And that's it. That is stand for and wishing you well, which is what Mary Lou Stone, she sends a nice little Easter card here on our little on WhatsApp screen over here. Thank you for that. And wishes everybody well. So I can find a piece of music for you this morning. I've dug it out. I've just got to load it up, which I'll do in a few minutes' time. In the meantime, I thought I'd play a nice track from Randy Crawford together with Joe Sample. Time to sit back and relax, take a deep breath. It's called Feeling Good, which is what we want you to do today. 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. In the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom in the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's Randy Crawford, Joe Sample as well there, and Feeling Good. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 7.5 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. I mentioned to you earlier, but don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24. They do have delivery. You might not have known about that. And what's more, it's free. I mentioned it's Encuentra 24 Entrega a Domicilio. And this week they got 30% off new products for gamers, etc. So in Encuentra 24, Entrega a Domicilio. You can go along there and find somebody you like. Try it now. Say, bring it to me. They may not be able to bring you a house, but they do have and Quinta Veticuatro, their real estate fair. Discounts on apartments and houses in Costa del Este and in Santa Maria. Just visit in Quinta Veticuatro today and check out your new home. Right, I tell you, my next piece of music this morning is one that always haunted me when it first came out with a particular movie. Can you tell me the name of the movie that this was, this tune was, I think it was the theme tune. This is from Noel Harrison.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple, whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own. Down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway on the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of our hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
There we go, Noel Harrison, and it was called Windmills of Your Mind. And in fact, it's a song with music by French composer Michel Legrand. And English lyrics were written by Americans Alan and Marilyn Bergman. The French lyrics under the title Les Moulins de Moncourt were written by Eddie Marnay. Now, the song, this is what I was getting at, with the English lyrics, was introduced in the film The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. In 2004, Windmills of Your Mind was ranked 57 in AFI's 100 Years, 100 Song Survey of Top Songs in Americana Cinema. A cover by Sting, by the way, was also used in the 1999 remake of, yeah, you got it, Thomas Crown Affair. A lot of useful information on this program, isn't there? I should listen to it sometime. 3 minutes away from the top of the hour.
I never thought I could be feeling this way. Standing here in front of you, this perfect day. Hard to imagine where tomorrow will lead. I'll keep this moment in my heart for eternity. Even through the rain, I kept my faith, the will to follow through. And I'll never lose
and anything is possible. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And feelings of those early days of rock and roll. Sometimes life just doesn't have no meaning. People just don't seem to have no soul. Some have to go right back to the beginning. And let the healing music flow. Get back in touch with memories and feelings of the early days of rock and roll. Those early days, so many ways. Well, bring the joyous feeling to my soul. Those early days, so many ways. Hey, rock and roll, 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 roll.
Morrison and Early Days. Time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and if you're tuning in, say, what's happened to the news? Happy Easter. There isn't any. We're skipping the news. I'll tell you what we will do, though. We will take a look at the weather report, seeing as a lot of you might be sort of travelling out of town today, or some of you even going out on your gin palace, going out on your yachts, going out into the to the Gulf. So we'll take a look at the weather. Also, I'll say, sorry, and take a look and see if what it says for the next couple of days as well. News-wise, yeah, I made an executive decision yesterday because I was fairly busy yesterday. I was going out with friends last night, and I thought, I can't be bothered, it's a half day tomorrow, but it's the wrong half. I'm still here, looking forward to a nice break starting at 10 o'clock this morning, 3 days, be nice. Let me get back to the music, and we'll say around about 15, 20 past, we will start to take a look at the weather for the next few days. Mary Lou, I mentioned Mary Lou did ask for a piece of music. Asked if we could play that this morning for her. Wishes everybody a great Easter. This is one from Clint Black.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking myself blind, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Killing time for eternity.
own Paul and my favourite waste of time. Talking of time, time on The Breakfast Show is 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and I think later on we'll also take a look at some of the things that are relevant to this weekend, which is the holiday, of course, Easter. It's the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's in the Christian religion. Another one here. We always have eggs, don't we? And why is it that eggs are so special at Easter? Well, because they've been seen as an ancient symbol of fertility, while springtime is considered to bring new life and rebirth. So that's the eggs. Doesn't mention the bunnies, does it? No, doesn't mention the bunnies there. But let's say it's pretty much for the same reason. Really? Bunnies do a lot of fertility. Lots of bunnies around. Virginia Plain from Roxy Music.
You're so chic, to the rebel of we. Ravens of the mountains, streamline. Midnight you can see in the floor. Dance with cha-cha through the sunlight. Open up exclusive doors for now. Just like the moon, the same. So me and you, just me too, got to search for something new.
That's it. That's how he finishes his song, Virginia Plain. And that's brought us to exactly 15 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing, shall we? Let's see what's in store. You really want me to do this? Let's start as we do over there in Costa Riva. This is in the province of Colón. 33 degrees Celsius is our maximum temperature today, with 24 being the minimum. It's hot over there, 40 degrees Celsius. That's a big, big discomfort, I'm afraid. 86% relative humidity. Chance of rain during the course of the morning. In the afternoon over there in the province of Colón, stormy rains and isolated showers tonight. So it's going to be a wet day over there. And I know even here in the city yesterday it felt really quite hot, even in the apartment. Moving over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus, we got 33 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 25 the minimum. Thermal sensations up there again, not quite as high, just one degree lower at 39 degrees Celsius, which is the last number in mild discomfort, and the relative humidity 84%. A few showers during the course of this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. Now, how are we faring in the metro area? Not too well. 33 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 26 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, big discomfort. 40 degrees Celsius is what it will feel like. Relative humidity, 85%. We've got a chance for a few showers during this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon, and a few showers to tonight. If you are thinking of going out into the golf, say some of you might do, because it is a long weekend, getting the old gym palaces out during the course of the afternoon. Right, let's take a look. You're better off than the rest of us. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 26 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, 37. Relative humidity, same as here in the city, at 85%. But you do have the chance of stormy rains during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. So if you are going out in your boats, by the way, always be careful, please, when you do go out in the boats. Make sure you've got all your safety equipment with you, etc., etc. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. Let's take a look at the tide, starting off with the Pacific for today. Today, of course, is Thursday. High tide, that was at 1:57 this morning, just before 2 o'clock, and that was 3.99 metres. Low tide will be at 8:14 this morning, 0.67 of a metre. High tide again, 2:20 in the afternoon, 4.3 metres. And low tide, the last one, 8:43 tonight, that'll be 0.52 of a metre. Now, on the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 4:01 this morning, and that was 0.06 of a metre. High tide will be at 9:52 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide again, 4:23 in the afternoon, that's going to be flat at zero. And the last high tide, 11:09 tonight, and that'll be 0.18 of a metre. Now, let's take a look at the sea conditions. Let's start on the Caribbean side. We're looking at good conditions. No advisory for you for this morning. 12 to 17 kilometre an hour winds coming from a northerly direction, and waves will be at 4 feet. That is for the course of this morning. Now, this afternoon, we still have good conditions. We've got 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon coming from the northeast. Waves, 4 feet. Alright, so there you are. That's for this morning and this afternoon on the Caribbean. On the Pacific, let's take a look for this morning. We've got good conditions, no advisory for you. We've got 8 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest, so very light winds. Waves at 4 feet, same as on the other side. Moving along to the afternoon, good conditions prevail, and we've got very light winds, just 5 to 7 kilometres an hour, just a breeze in the afternoon, and that'll be coming from the south. No change on the waves. That is going to remain until this can remain at 4 feet. Now, let's see. I'm going to see if here. Let me see if I can give you an extended weather forecast. All right. Today is Friday. Let's take a look at Saturday. I'm just going to give you. Let me see if it gives me the. Will it give me the tides for Saturday? Probably not. I'm just going to give you what is happening. If on the Caribbean side, stormy rains, this is on Saturday in the morning. And it says here, this, it just says that's for the day. It's not divided up. So that's it. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 36 thermal sensation, 84%. relative humidity. So that is Saturday, and on that's for Costa Rica. Let's have a look for Sunday as well for Costa Rica. A little bit better, isolated rains with thunderstorms, with a little bit of sunshine coming through. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum, 36 thermal sensation, 82 relative humidity. That is on Sunday. I tell you what, we'll look at the Gulf for tomorrow. We've got stormy rains tomorrow forecast. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, 84% relative humidity. So that's out in the Gulf tomorrow. Out in the Gulf on Sunday, when you should be making your way back. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, relative humidity at 82%. All right, isolated showers during the day. That's basically just a brief overview over the next couple of days. So that's it. That's what the weather is doing for you. And now, apart from that, during the course of this morning, it's you, me, and the music. No news today, and so there won't be any financial news at the bottom of the hour because, well, we're just trying to keep today a little bit lighter. And besides, I was busy yesterday.
Like sailing on a sailing ship to
get from Love is a Love Song. Carpenters, of course. I found another weather report for you. It comes from the Walker Brothers. It's a little bit more drastic than the one I gave you. According to them, the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. That's it. Yes, the sun ain't going to shine anymore. And that's from the Walker Brothers there. Talking about weather reports, let me just get it on my phone rather than the big screen, because it's a lot easier for me. I can't read too far away, you know. Renee says, good morning, says, weather forecast in a nutshell, hot and humid. Oh, by the way, heard on the news this morning that Barry Manilow has COVID and can't do his opening off-Broadway show this week. 70 years of age. Now, you asked if I could play a particular track by Barry Manilow. And, oh, by the way, Rick says, why is it news when a celebrity gets COVID? I don't know. I told everybody when I got mine. But anyway, listen, you, Renee, you asked if I could play a particular track by Barry Manilow. You mentioned he's 78 years of age. I'll tell you this. I saw a picture of Barry Manilow not so long ago. I'd never recognized him. He has had his face lifted. And lifted. It's not the same person anymore. Now you know, don't you, Renee? Now you know why I can't smile. It's true, you know. You can't.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You see, I feel sad when you're
There we go, yes, Barry Manilow, Can't Smile. Seriously, so many facelifts. When he's on stage, you can tell when he's trying to smile because the tips of his shoes, his toes, they sort of start to curl up when he tries to smile. God bless. Why do people do it? Why do people have these sort of facelifts? And they look so so terrible, don't they? Especially when you're in your 70s. I like the story about Mick Jagger's daughter told Mick Jagger, "You ever do that, I'll disown you." And look at him, Mick. He looks, you know, he looks like a road map of Alaska or something. His face. Good for him. Let's be natural. Be happy with who and what we are. All those lines on your face, you know, tell a story. Part of your history. By the way. Tomorrow, it's not just sort of Good Friday, it's also, by the way, Passover tomorrow. It says Passover, Hebrew Pesach or Pesach in Judaism, holiday. Now, it's commemorating the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt and the passing over of the forces of destruction, or the sparing of the firstborn of the Israelites when the Lord smote the land of Egypt. On the Exodus. I mean, that sounds quite exciting, doesn't it, really? A lot happening. Anyway, happy Passover to our Jewish friends tomorrow, absolutely. It's a sort of, when you compare Easter with that story, it's a little bit like sort of trying to choose which movie to see, the old one, sort of Easter Parade, or one of the Die Hard movies again, isn't it? But anyway, it's a week of weekend of celebration with whatever your religion. The beautiful thing about us people is that we all are so different. We all share and delight in different things. And the most important thing, simple really, just be nice to each other. All right?
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Up.
choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Desmond Dekker and the Aces there, and Israelites. I was just looking at some more of the facts sort of coming up over the Easter. We like our candy, don't we? It says Americans here spend $1.9 billion on Easter candy. Now, this is the second biggest candy holiday after Halloween. And 70% of Easter candy purchased is what? It's chocolate. Bit of DePaze there, just chilling out for a little bit. Take a deep breath.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Absolutely. So if you're going to do your taxes, now you know where to go. Get in touch with our friends at H&R Block. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 17 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And it was nice getting quite a few little stories coming in this morning. Let me just get them up, because I got one here from... by the way, let me just tell you something. It was all rather exciting yesterday. We finished the program. We were sort of doing some work here in the studio. And the doorbell rang. And it was our friend Rosita. Now, Rosita was one of the winners of the beautiful prizes that they gave us to celebrate our anniversary last week from Lush. So, and Rosita came and she saw myself and Yasmin and we chatted. And, she's a lovely lady. She bought us biscuits. So, Rosita, thank you very much, because we're sitting here this morning having our coffee and biscuits. Life doesn't get much better, does it, really? And it's always lovely when we meet people that listen to the program. So thank you so much for coming in, Rosita. And cheered us all up. Now, let me get back, because Mary Lou, we were talking about Passover. And Mary Lou says, we'll eat some matzah cookies if I can find them in the supermarket. Before I was able to find them. She couldn't find them, but I don't know now. She says, I'd like to see a matzah with peanut butter. Oh, there we go. That's nice. So, and Renee came back because we're talking about Israel and the stories about Passover. And she said that they lived in Israel for 2 years. Our first daughter was born there. I've never had the pleasure of visiting Israel. This must be absolutely fascinating. So much history there. Says, when I was growing up, my mum always got us a big, solid chocolate bunny for our Easter basket. Oh, but she always bit off the ears because that was her favourite part of the chocolate bunny. So, hey, that sounds nice. Solid chocolate Easter bunny. What I always remember about Easter when I was a kid, because we don't seem to see them here, the chocolate Easter eggs. Gosh, we used to have so much of an assortment of chocolate Easter eggs by all the different companies like Cadbury's and Roundtree's and all these people. And you used to have the eggs, then you break the egg, they would have things inside, chocolates and stuff inside as well. I enjoyed Easter a lot. Especially all that chocolate. I must admit I'm a bit of a chocolate freak. 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. This is the Boomtown Rats. Bit of advice, I think. Get a grip.
Yeah.
There we go, that is the Boom Town Rats and Get a Grip. You are listening to us on 89.3, great to be with you. Keep an eye on the times, we're 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Joining me in the next hour for this morning's programme, we're going to be chatting with Dr. Computer this morning. And we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to be talking about a number of things, I expect. One of the things we're going to be talking about is what difference is it going to make to the consumer with the changeover of the mobile networks. Of course, cable and wireless, they just took over, what, Claro? And that means that we've got Claro, we've got Cable and Wireless and Tigo. Now, the only other competition was Digicel, who said, well, hang on, you've changed the rules of the game. This isn't what we agreed to when we came into Panama. We're off. We're leaving. And they're shutting down. They've advised they're going to shut down. So we're just left with two, which is not really competitive because they'll only go so far in trying to cut each other up, won't they? You know, to be perfectly honest with you, with what we have at the moment, the service isn't always that particularly good, is it? I mean, I've got the TV, and what they say is on the guide is never really in touch with what's actually on the TV. And some of the playbacks don't work, and, you know, it's... they need to tighten up their act. I would like to have seen... I'd like to have seen this sort of, you know... the quality sort of tightened up a little bit before they start takeovers. And anyway, we'll talk about that with Alex a little bit later on this morning. No news at the top of the hour. We've sort of chopped out the news. We're coming up to Easter. It's a half day, so I'm sort of just chilling back and relaxing and playing music. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Ashley dropped me a lawn because he's been having fun doing his Canadian visa. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Happy Easter to all. Well, my Canadian visa saga continues. It's now delayed. And you've asked for a piece of music. You just said, here is something something cool for my golf buddies. And you requested we play this one.
It's Oda.
It's me, Honeybee. Open the door, dear.
Where you come from this time of morning?
I was just by the corner with them boys if I do.
And we have so much juice here in a pump drink, no?
Sure, darling, open the door.
Wait, it's where black for your color. Lipstick,
beer,
no, gun.
No,
somebody no. Somebody you come from.
Oh, oh, my commanding wife. She wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife. She wants to destroy my life. Commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Criticize and always a fuss.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Boris Gardiner. And that was My Commanding Wife. That's going out to all of Ashley's golfing buddies this morning. According to this track from Dusty Springfield, the Pet Shop Boys, nothing's been proved.
Entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
About a scandal in the UK Parliament. Well, one of many. FOMO affair. Nothing has been proved. Dusty Springfield together with the Pet Shop Boys there. And that's just about as brought us to the top of the hour. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more music, because we're not doing the news today. We're taking a little break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I
to the sea.
Mr. Elvis Presley. Can't help falling in love with you, together with the symphony orchestra there. Time on the breakfast show, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Where's the news, you might well ask? Today is an antidepressant day. No news. We've done the weather forecast. That wasn't too bad. Let's say good morning to Paul Dixon over there in London, South London, over there in the United Kingdom. He dropped us a little line. He says, good morning, afternoon, Jerry. It's afternoon over there. Could you please play for my two granddaughters, Lexi and Georgina? Oh, they must be staying there with Paul right now. That must be nice. You asked for two songs, so we're going to do them one at a time. Why not? We're going to start with this one. Now, you two to say this is Lexi and Georgina. Well, what better for Lexi than, well, the Lexi song?
Lexi, Lexi, Lexi. Lexi, 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 Lexi.
The Lexi song, I think that's one I could probably manage to do at karaoke, that one. And you asked if we could play that one. And that, by the way, is the guy who sings your name over and over. And quite rightly so, too. And sent me a lovely picture. Thanks for that, Paul. Lovely picture here with Georgie and Lexi out there in the garden. Looks like got a bit of sunshine, which is all rather nice as well. Anyway, the second one that you requested, I mean, come on, what else? Can only be one, couldn't it? The Seekers. Morning, Georgie girl, or good afternoon.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
There we go, that's it. Georgie girl. Lovely song there. One for Lexi, one for Georgie. And hope you can have a great time with Grandad. Enjoy. See you out there in the garden. That's nice. Yeah, I'm waving at you. Bye. Renee, God knows, says I could sing this song, Lexi. We should start up a little group, shouldn't we? Lexi, Lexi, Lexi. Right, time on the breakfast show. Let me just take a quick look. We're about 11 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, we've had Lexi, we've had Georgie, and now we're going to have... guess who? Ingrid.
Cicadas have come back. They may not be the 17-year cicada, but they're the coming back every year and making a buzz sound outside my window. Woo, they're making some loud noise. Yes, indeed, it is Thursday. We're only going to work half a day today. I don't know. I think I'll stop working very soon here. I haven't even started. No, I got lots to do before the sun goes down. So I got lots to do, got things to do, got to get the yard cleaned up. These mangoes are everywhere. They're scaring me now. They're hitting the roof of the patio, and they're just making these horrible loud crunches, and I got a feeling I'm going to have cracks everywhere. But, hey, I got a lot of mangoes, and oh, my goodness. There's probably 30 out there now. Okay, well, I'll find a way to use them. Most of them are cracked and unedible, but most of them could be. We'll see. It's going to be a beautiful day. The flowers are in bloom. I've got some beautiful purple flowers growing along the fence row, and they're just in stunning color. And imagine, just a little bit of rain, and they just go, poop, I'm going to grow some more for you. I'm going to make you some pretty, pretty flowers just because the rain is coming. Yeah, that's because I live in the interior. Yeah, I don't understand. I never did understand that interior. Well, living in the interior, I thought the interior was inside, like inside the city. But no, that's just one of those silly Panamanian sayings that I just don't understand. And that's okay. I don't have to, because I live in the countryside, which is called the interior by some, and exteriors by others. I never understood that when you say you're going into the interior. Anyways, it was just one of those interesting things I heard yesterday. Okay, so it's going to be Semana Santa. Believe it or not, I do have to drive into the city on Saturday. I'm expecting a delivery at my apartment on Monday. Oh, my goodness. So I may be fighting traffic going the other way. But, hey, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I wish you all who are celebrating Easter a wonderful Easter. And Passover's coming up. And there's another one I don't think I can remember the name of. But I'll have to ask my friend. She'll let me know. All right. You guys stay safe. Drive safe. Don't drink, don't drive, and don't pollute. Give a hoot. And back to you in the studio.
There we are. Big thanks to Ingrid, and Ingrid and all the crowd out there. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Piece of music. We'll be back with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
There we go then. Jonathan Edwards and Sunshine. That's what we need on this program. Sunshine. Let's see how we do with Alex. Morning.
Good morning, my little ray of sunshine.
Here we go. Hey, we're having a fun day today because what happened was that I was going out with friends. We've got a good friend of ours that's in town. She's leaving tomorrow, I believe it is. So we wanted to see her last night. I sat down at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and said, "Let me rummage through and see what local news I can get." So I got ready for. And I thought, it's Easter tomorrow and everybody's having a half day. Why am I doing this? So I said, that's it. Executive decision. No news. Antidepressant day today.
So well, as they say, no news is good news.
That's right. Absolutely. So it's been a fun morning. Got a lot of people sort of dropping us that little lines this morning. You dropped a little note the other day saying, what should we talk about? And I said, well, let's talk about our friends at Cable and Wireless, mm-hmm. who have now taken over, was it Claro?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that gone. And, of course, we've got Tigo. But the interesting thing is the Digicel turned around and said, hey, hang on. You're no longer complying with the requirements and the agreement that we had when we came and set up in Panama. Bye. We're off. What the is going on, Alex?
Well, I think it's a matter of things being shaken up in all industries because of the past 24 months. I mean, we have to understand that a lot of things have changed in the past couple of years. We've realized a lot of things, like, for example, people can actually work from home and be productive.
Which is an advantage for them because people need more data, they need more phone lines,
That would be true if they had more of a stake in the fixed line systems that people use to get internet and phones and whatever into their home. But I believe, and again, this is just purely speculation on my part, this is purely subjective, this is just my impression of what's going on as a consumer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they focused a lot on the business side of things, where they would provide, and I've worked with Digicel's business division a lot of times with my customers when I've set up call mm-hmm. centers for mm-hmm. them and things like that. They had a very strong presence in the business area by providing fixed line internet, like fiber connections and things like that, or even cellular-based connections for places that were hard to reach using conventional technology.
Mm-hmm.
They also did a lot of, phone lines and things like that for commercial businesses. But a lot of these commercial businesses, having realized that they can downsize their office presence or sometimes even eliminate it altogether, they've probably seen a reduction in their market because mm-hmm. a lot of businesses mm-hmm. also had to close for a while, if not permanently. So a lot of their market share just shrunk in a matter of months. So I would understand from a business, like a purely business point of view, that having less access to a smaller pie
mm.
definitely makes it harder for them to justify the investment and the continued maintenance of all these networks and everything else. Now, it is my impression that sometimes telecom operators will participate in these markets when they open up
mm-hmm.
in our region, or at least they did 10, 20, 25 years ago when all of this started to happen. A lot of government-owned companies were being privatized across the entire region, and markets were being opened. I believe that some, I wouldn't say Digicel necessarily, had this in mind when they started, but a lot of these companies would start up and say, okay, so we'll make it into a successful enough business that we can sell or trade for other businesses. I mean, mm-hmm. if you recall a couple of years ago, I think there was an effort from Digicel and Claro to swap some markets where they were strongest. For example, they would sell each other their least performing divisions in order to get a bigger piece of the pie, mm-hmm. kind of quid pro quo.
Well, I mean, I'm getting sort of some messages just giving us a little bit of a background more, I guess, from the business side of it mm-hmm. is that, they say that you can't really have too many players in the market.
Mm-hmm.
because there isn't the business. I mean, we're only a 4 million people market, which was only the size of a reasonable city. And licenses are coming up for renewal as well.
That is
which is a lot of money. And basically, the country isn't big enough for four players, so we're two are being absorbed mm-hmm. into that. I mean, the only comment that I would make is, I mean, I like the fact that there is competition. And of course, the market here, when you think about it, is it's mainly, isn't it, post-Pago, if I'm not... sorry, pre-Pago.
Yes.
So they're only paying a little amount, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got... because Neil came back mm-hmm. The other day.
It's great to hear.
And I got him a SIM card, mm-hmm. which was amazing because mm-hmm. we got it from a little store mm-hmm. for $2, mm-hmm. and it was a...
And no ID background check.
I said, that's easy. Now we got a burner.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Not that Trump knows anything about burners.
No, of course not. But the interesting thing was that I think we put in $15 because they didn't have a $20 card mm-hmm. at the thing. Put it in, and they have this option mm-hmm. where you get unlimited calls and unlimited internet, providing you keep up with the quadruplicate payment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, you know, that's dirt cheap. I mean, I might as well get rid of my my contract.
Yeah.
So I can see a point that you know, that there's somebody sort of making, because all this equipment is going out, all the services being provided, and they're not paying much for it, in a way. Would you agree with that?
Not only that, you have to add the amount of investment that they have to do in order to switch over to 5G. If you remember, Digicel was one of the latest to use LTE. Mm. They did skip over regular LTE and went up to LTE Advanced right away, which was nice.
But some of the background I'm getting, though, is that what they have to pay is so expensive that 5G isn't viable right now.
No, it isn't. Just like 4G wasn't viable,
you know,
when...
Because the country is mm-hmm. charging so much mm-hmm. that it's not viable for them to put more money in to do it. So, you know, what I'm getting at here initially, and it's interesting because, you know, some of the information I'm getting in is viable, something that we perhaps, you know, don't look at from a consumer perspective. But, so basically the government is the one that is making it uncompetitive, not the companies.
That is correct.
Well, thank you very much.
We have a pretty well-informed audience, which is nice.
Yeah, no, and the but from my perspective as a user, and there's two things. Firstly, I have one of these all-in packages. Mm-hmm. So I have my telephone, I have my cell phone, and I have my TV mm-hmm. all in one system.
So that when something breaks,
breaks. I'm sorry, boys and girls, that these are, I hate it, because when one goes down, it all goes down. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm left with is my cell phone, mm-hmm. I must admit, is still working. Mm-hmm. But I lose my internet. I lose my TV. You know, I don't like it. I really want to go and talk to them. I want it segregated so that they don't all collapse at the same time. Because if there's a power cut over the road, it cuts off all our services because the little box is in the area where the power goes. So that's one thing which I don't particularly like as a consumer. The other thing I don't like is, you know, they say, well, okay, well, this is a small market, you know, now there's only two players in the market, but you can't give me the good service that I need anyway. What I'm getting on my guide on my TV isn't necessarily what's on. And sometimes I can't go back, and it says it can't record. I have my TV set up. It's all done through the Wi-Fi. I've got 600 megabytes, so it's just more than enough. But then when I use the voice thing, it says, I'm sorry, we can't get through to LLA right now. Who's LLA?
Liberty Latin America.
Oh, okay. Now, that's another thing. Liberty owns Cable and Wireless. Mm-hmm. I, and a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. is also a big Formula One fan. Mm-hmm. There was no Australian Grand Prix, yet on Fox, mm-hmm. every time there's a Grand Prix, Fox 3, I think it is, says that they're showing it. They're not. They're showing football. The other one now is ESPN, which says they show it. They didn't show it at all, the Australian Grand Prix. Liberty Media owns Formula One. They own my phones, they own my TV, and I can't get Formula One. Unless I have to go hunting around. I mean, it was good last year, they had it on one of the Star Channels, and it was in English as well. But what I'm saying is I'd like to see the quality of the service at the top before we start looking around at sort of doing other things and whatever. Just with what we have right now, improve the service. Would you agree with that?
Or definitely. That being said, I don't even know why people have regular TV service anymore when everything's available online.
Except Formula One. Well, no, Formula One is because Formula One do Formula One TV. Okay? Well, you can actually get, yeah.
And but there's not, NFL TV and ESPN TV.
But it's not available here. You can't get it. As soon as you could try and apply for it, I'm sorry, we don't have it in your region.
Well, that's intellectual property for you. It's not good for the consumer the way it is.
We're in a global society now. We don't need all this bit by bit. Well, Netflix, to be quite honest, and even, you know, some of these other streams. Netflix now, I must admit, I used to use a VPN to watch Netflix. I don't bother anymore because 99% of it's available here. And it's brilliant. And that's the way it should be.
Because the market has matured enough for Netflix to say, you know what, let's dispense with all this craziness about regions. Just tell me how much it is so I can show my audience. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a very specific country agreement with whatever content you want to watch, then you can pretty much watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So all those licensing agreements get all complicated and so on. But coming back to the whole, you know, Digicel leaving now, you know, consumers are left asking, so what do I do now? I mean, I am a current Digicel subscriber, and I've had good service from them in the couple of years I've been a Digicel user, but what happens now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to switch over. Now, that being said, I've always been partial between cable and wireless and Tigo, with Tigo, formerly Bell South and Movistar. Because of the combination of their prices and the services that they have, the roaming thing that they also offer, and so on. But what is kind of strange to me from a technical standpoint, I remember back when they switched from Bell South to Movistar, they were working already on Wi-Fi calls. I don't know if you're aware, but a lot of phone providers in other countries allow you to do calls over Wi-Fi to avoid roaming charges. And if you're, you know, somewhere where cell phone reception is really bad, but you have a good internet connection, you can still have your phone. In fact, I have a U.S. phone from Republic Wireless, which is one of those tiny carriers that, you know, add value and charge less, but they use other people's networks. They rent them and so on. And as long as I have Wi-Fi, I have a phone. If I travel to the United States, and when I do, I then pay for, like, regular cell service.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I get a cheap phone that I can use pretty much everywhere there's Wi-Fi. Bell South and then Movistar were working on that, but I haven't seen them offer it yet. I don't know if it's available. I don't know that it's available, if it is. But you have that with cable and wireless if you have an iPhone, for example, which is odd. I've also noticed that a lot of phones on cable and wireless network are now working with something called voice over LTE, which means instead of using the old system of the GSM calls and whatever, your calls become voice over IP calls right away with much better quality, and you don't lose access to data while you're on a phone call, which you do with the traditional system. And I haven't seen that implemented at Tigo, even though they were working on it years before everybody else. So I don't know if it's like an executive decision saying, you know, not many people know about the existence of these services or need them, or they would eat into our profits anyway because people would use less roaming. I don't know.
I think the comment that our friend made that he wrote in, which, you know, I hadn't really thought of so much. I mean, the comment was quite right.
Mm-hmm.
The service they get here is dirt cheap. I mean, you know, what, like I said, you know, you get a $5 card for the, you know, I have my phone here in the studio, which uses a cell phone number, but I never use the system. I just have it always on
airplane mode with a Wi-Fi on.
With Wi-Fi on, it's as simple as that. So you know, they're not making any money out of me to using their service, and I hadn't really thought of that sufficiently.
Remember to top it up every couple of months.
Oh,
otherwise you lose the number.
No, I do. Yeah.
It almost happened to me, and because I have a separate phone number that I use for like two-factor authentication. If you try to steal my password or whatever, and you steal my main phone number, which is like published and whatever, it's not going to be any use to you, because for my two-factor authentication, I keep a little phone in a drawer that receives SMS messages when I get the authentication prompt, and that number doesn't, you know, it's not on any listing or anything. And I almost lost that number because I forgot to top it up for over 6 months, and I had to make a few phone calls, and finally I was able to get it back because nobody had claimed it yet.
Right.
But if they had, they would have had access to my stuff. So
no, and the special. But one of the things I do like, which is in fact the app, which gives me and tells me it's got that cell phone number on my my thing, plus my other cell phone, plus my my domestic setup, etc., etc. So, you know, I'm happy because that keeps me. I go on there occasionally. I thought, oh yes, I must remember to put a bit of money on that number. The other thing which I noticed, and I actually went into Cable and Wireless. This is another thing which is unfortunate. Is I go to Cable and Wireless, and I go there in Multi Plaza. It's a mess. It really is a mess. You go in, they've got 12 desks. I think it is. I think I counted them, 12 or 13 desks. Half of them are occupied with somebody. So, but you walk in, there is nobody there anymore to tell you what to do. You walk in standing around like a,
like a tourist in an Egyptian market.
Yeah, or a fart in a thunderstorm, I was going to say. But, you know, there's nobody there to give you any advice. There's nobody helping you. And I just sort of went down and sat at the end with a lot of other people and waited until, and then I jumped up. But that took a while. So there aren't enough people there to service it. I waited all that time. Reason I wanted to do it was because I thought I'd had a serious problem with my phone. And it started, the speakers wouldn't work. So I thought, okay, I'm going to go and see about getting another phone. I went down, I sat down, lady was very helpful, no complaints in that respect whatsoever. And I said, look, you know, with my existing contract, can I purchase or get a new phone and have it put on my contract and just pay it monthly? She said, yeah, we can. She checked and said, yeah, we can do that for you. What phone would you like? I'll take an S22 Ultra. Oh, we don't have that. Okay. What S22s do you have? Oh, we don't have any S22s. Okay. Thank you very much. And off we went. But I don't think anybody's got them because Samsung don't even have them.
Well, they ran out. I mean,
it's
they
to do
had
with
a
this
pre-sale.
Supply issue.
Yeah, they
had
a pre-sale and people just snapped them up in seconds. I mean, I think the only thing that sells faster than those phones right now is the PS5. From Sony. Dear friends at Sony.
Oh, Sony, you're right. No, I mean, I don't have a problem with Sony.
Their inventory. Or lack thereof.
Now, the other thing, I'm still having a bit of fun, but you see, this is the thing is, this is coming down to customer service, you know, and this is what I'm concerned about. And this is why I saw we were talking about, because the market is getting so, we've only got two players in the market anymore. They're only going to fight each other so far because they both know how much they're paying for their licenses. And, you know, you can't blame them when I, you know, 60 million for a license for 10 years. That's a lot of money.
Plus whatever they have to rip out and replace when they switch over to 5G.
Exactly. You know, that's why they won't change to 5G, because it's not to their advantage, because people don't pay enough for their phones. They don't pay enough for the service. And
even if Huawei gave those boxes away, they would still have to pay $60 million to renew their license. So.
But the other thing was, I had the paper open. And I thought, you know, and I saw, because I have, as I mentioned, 600 megabytes which is, you know, 600 megabytes download, but I have 18 upload.
Ooh.
Exactly. Then I'm looking in the paper, and they've got these offers mm-hmm. with the, I think it was the TV, with the phone. Okay, 400 megabytes.
Symmetric.
Symmetric, up and download, uh-huh. Okay.
But plus only for new customers.
Plus the TV.
Yeah.
Okay, and everything. $33, which is what I pay for my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're offering. Then I could have had 400 and 400, or mm-hmm. 600 and mm-hmm. 600, or even higher. And paid, I'm paying $140-something a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering these things for $40 and $50. Mm-hmm. So I went into the cabinet and I said, I want one of these. I said, no, that's only for new customers. Well, I want a reduction, mm-hmm. or I want you to give me mm-hmm. the same, at least give me the same service. Give me the same up and download. Why am I, you know, why are these people getting these offers mm-hmm. when the existing customers, which I've been with Cable and Wireless since they came here,
mm-hmm.
they ignore us. Well, you know, you keep paying $140 because that'll compensate the people who are only paying $15 a month.
Yep. Pyramid scheme, if I ever heard of one.
Well, so isn't the best thing for me to do is to just cancel?
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, well, cancel my thing because I don't owe anything on it. I don't have any equipment on it. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, cancel my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cancel it. Yeah, it's all done. Okay, I want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a new customer.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see what I mean?
You can even come back in a trench coat and a fake mustache.
But do you see what I'm getting at here? Is the fact that, you know, if you're a loyal customer, well, thank you.
I believe that might be something called, like, the cost of acquiring a new customer or something like that. They kind of sink that into that part, you know, accounting-wise. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know because I'm not that good of an accounting aware person, but I have people to do that for me, bless them. But yeah, I'm guessing that's kind of it. They kind of sink the costs of getting new customers, and then they charge old customers for that. So just a question of market share. But yeah, one of the best things you can do at least once a year is call your internet provider and say, I'm going to switch over, and you know, play that game of, oh yeah, let's you and him fight.
but you know what will happen now, don't you? They'll just call Tigo. By the way, if this guy comes to you for a plan, send him back again.
I don't know that they will, but I would not rule it out. Unfortunately, with fewer customers, there's more of a chance, you know, like in the Cold War, they had mutually assured destruction. In this case, it would be mutually assured profits if they, you know, I wouldn't say collude, but at least just not fight it so much. If they're not as, you know, competitive, it works out for both of them. I'm sure there's some sort of game theory Nash equation to define it, but yeah, I'm guessing that that would be something that could happen, at least on paper.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm in the fumble.
Go to work with
Well, there we go. Yes, Blondie hanging on the telephone. Must admit, that's something we don't have to do too often. Right, I tell you what, I don't want to sort of go on about, but I've got another thing. I mentioned it to you when you came in, because I bought, and I'm very, very happy with it, a Xiaomi tablet. And I mean, I am very happy. It's fast. It's got everything. It really is. I'm so happy. So I went back to them, and this was in Multiplus, and to Xiaomi, and said, "Hey, you know, I bought this the tablet." They said, I said, "Yeah, it's very good. I'd like the pen, and I'd like the keyboard. We don't have the pen keyboard. Can you get me the pen keyboard?" "No." "That's it." So I said, "Well, why did you sell me the tablet if you can't provide me with the accessories that go for it?" Why is it we have so much of a problem, Alex? I mean, we're talking about, you know, I'm trying to think of this from a perspective of us as a country that wants to develop, wants to become a tourism center. We have some fantastic shopping malls. We've got that huge place at Albrook, which is so big I won't even go there because I'll probably never come out again. Multi Plaza, which is really a high-end, world-class shopping mall. The shopping mall is, but what's in the stores isn't necessarily always world-class. But why is it we can't supply this service to people that when they come here from Argentina or Chile or wherever, they come here to shop, and we're not supplying them with the goods? I mean, I know as a domestic market, there is no way that we can justify it. But when we're looking at doing this and bringing people here to shop, we should be doing a bit more, shouldn't we?
Oh, definitely. The thing is, we need better ways of being able to return unsold items or to sell them like a concession or something like that. I mean, from the point of view of a store, the problem is you say you're, for example, say you're a Xiaomi store, like a franchise, and you buy 10 of these tablets. They sell out pretty quickly. But you buy two or three of the keyboards and pens, and most people don't buy them. Then you get two or three keyboards and pens that kind of eat at the profit you made from the previous sale. Or you try to bundle them, and then people say, well, it's too expensive because, you know, the whole price of the pen and the keyboard makes it more difficult. Also, if you sell those, then you have to be able to replace them, you know, for warranty's sake, and repair them if they're out of warranty. So you get another logistical level or whatever. And again, like you said, maybe the market's not big enough. Or they're just very risk averse, which is probably what's going on. They don't want to buy what they think they might not be able to sell.
But the thing is, if you're selling something, which one of the selling points is the pen, you think you'd have the pen, right?
That would imply that you had hired somebody who knows what they're doing to buy these things to sell to consumers. And that doesn't always happen. I remember back in, like, the late 20th century, I was at a store, at a major electronic store here in Panama, very well known. And the guy came in and said, "Hey, do you have anything that will convert USB to HDMI?" And that sounded a little bit absurd at the time. So the salesperson said, "No, we don't," and just went on their way. So I asked the guy, "Exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish?" And the guy said, "Well, my granddaughter sent me photos of my great-granddaughter on this USB stick, but I don't have a computer, I don't have a tablet. I just have a TV, and I noticed it's got a USB port, but it doesn't seem to work for this. But it does have HDMI, so I wanted to see if there was something that could turn one thing into the other." And I said, "Wait a minute, I might have something for you." So I went over to one of the aisles and picked up something called the WDTV. Maybe you had one at some point 15 years ago or so. It was a box that you would plug into your HDMI port, and then you would take any USB device with a movie or a photo or whatever, you would plug it in, and they would just show it to you. Very simple device. $127 at the time. So the guy was, you know, pretty excited. He could plug something in and just turn it on and see his photos. And right as he was, you know, heading for the cash register, I asked, "Do you have an HDMI cable?" And he said, "No." "Oh, excellent. here's an HDMI cable. And, you know, funny thing is, the store was making more money on the $20 HDMI cable that they got for three.
Sure.
Than on the $127 box that probably cost them at least $95. So, yeah, it's...
No, I'm not expecting them to have a pen for everyone that they have in there.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm saying, at least have one or two.
If I am, say...
Or be able to order them.
Exactly. Say I'm sort of stocking, for argument's sake, 20 of... they've got two different types, so say 10 of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, right, well, in that case, I'm going to bring in five pens and five keyboards. So it's, you know, whether, and then when people want to buy one of these, I can say to them, by the way, we do have the pen, we do have the keyboard. You can actually do a job called selling, which is what salespeople, suppose, instead of saying, no, we don't have one. But what I'm getting at here is it's not a massive inventory. And also, you know, if you don't get rid of them suddenly, if you're buying from the manufacturer or the local, whatever, you send them back and you get a credit against them. There's no reason why that can't be done. The other thing is the guy says, well, look, we've just sold out of the pen, sir, but we've got someone order. Give me your email. As soon as I've got them in, I'll let you know. We are expecting them in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's called service.
That's called giving up.
But this is what I say. So what have I done? I've had to go to China to buy one, to buy a pen for
the... How was China, by the way?
It was very nice, yeah. that's another subject altogether. No, it was coming from China, but I actually bought it through eBay. And it is the genuine thing, the magnetic hold, because it holds on magnetically, it charges itself and whatever. And I'm saying, well, why am I having to go to China to buy them? You're representing a Chinese company called Xiaomi. Get them from the company. So it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, as
and it's not just this, it's everything, Alex. It's cars, that you name it. You want a spare part for your car? Firstly, you'll probably have to pay the earth for it. But then they don't have any in stock. Well, we'll get it in. You know, I'm saying, if you sell X number of cars, you should have at least one or two cars, depending on the number you sell, of spares of that car in stock. And then revolve it. When you sell it, get another one. But you should have those spares in stock. Not enough for every car you've sold, but for a small quantity, you should have.
Knowing those, you know, reorder points and things like that, that is kind of a science and an art that not many people are good at. So as long as the company is making money, they don't care enough.
But that's, Alex, you know, it's simple. They make software to do this. They make software that controls your inventory, that can ascertain this is selling quicker than this, so you're going to need to reorder this at this time, not normally. You know, there is software, there is computers that do this for you.
But they don't want to pay for that because they don't see the value.
If you are operating on behalf of Land Rover or Jaguar or Toyota or whatever, they give you the software.
Yeah, but not if you're Xiaomi, something else. But yeah,
now,
I mean...
What I'm getting at here, that what I'm saying is that, you know, look, if we're going to promote ourselves, if we want to drag tourists in, because we are reliant on bringing people here to say, we need to do basic things, improve our infrastructure. Please, pavements, sidewalks, please, make them conform. Make them so that they don't have missing covers on top of the thing that people can fall down and... you know, these are simple things. Like, again, I was going over to Multicentro the other day, using the bridge over the thing. Every single step on that bridge has got rubbish on it. Please, where is the pride? Where's the pride in the city? Where is the pride that we want to show off and bring people in? Not just say, oh, by the way, here's panorama. Isn't the weather nice? And then you know, it's just making it look nice, feel nice, make people feel comfortable and make them want to come back again.
Yeah, hopefully that happens sometime.
Okay. Anyway, it's been constructive.
Sunshine.
Don't need the news today. But anyway, let's talk. What good thing? What are you doing for Easter?
as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, rest a bit, study up on some material that I have to study up on for work and things like that, and maybe just, you know, rest, because definitely I think I need it. It's been a really hectic couple of months at work.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff going on, and I could use the rest for a couple of days. I'll probably enjoy watching some TV series that I've been, you know, wanting to watch. There's Moon Knight on Disney Plus. That's part of the Marvel Cinematic mm-hmm. Universe, and it's pretty good. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel just finished a season on Amazon Prime, which is also excellent. There's a great series, if you speak Spanish. It's also dubbed mm-hmm. and subtitled. But did you ever see that viral video from a troupe called Backdoor that shows this cop that gets asked if something is drugs or not? So he tries it, gets all hyped up on whatever it is, and gets all crazy. Well, they made an entire series around that character called mm-hmm. Harina, which means flour mm-hmm. In English.
Mm-hmm.
And they made an entire series, and this ensemble cast of Mexican actors is absolutely brilliant in this series. And it's really funny, and it's deep, it's really interesting what they've done with just a character they used for a mm-hmm. skit for a couple of seconds. And I think it's great. It's also something that I would recommend if you're, you know, sitting around the house and wanting to stream something.
Okay.
As opposed to scream something.
Well, too, I mean, Netflix, I mean, I just got a thing again from Netflix mm-hmm. This morning. They've mm-hmm. Brought up, I mean, they're churning stuff out at an amazing rate of knots. But let me see if I can just find it here, because I did look at it, so it's over here. Netflix, here we are. They say, look ahead, what have we got coming? They've got Anatomy of a Scandal, which is a limited series. They've got, they've got The Conversations with a Killer, the John Wayne Gacy tapes. They've got Better Call Saul, knew a lot of that. White Hot, which is another one, The Rise and Fall of Abercrombie and Fitch, which I thought that's going to be interesting because I never knew that they'd fallen.
Not even, yeah.
You know, and
I didn't either.
They really do churn it out, don't they? I mean, they churn out all these movies.
And series.
And they lost to Apple.
Well, Apple has a great series, if you haven't seen it, called Ted Lasso. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's about this soccer coach that was hired by a British league team to... he's a football coach, and he got hired as a soccer coach. And he didn't even know anything about soccer at all. So it's this fish out of water story, very, very inspiring as well. And it's going to be great the next season as well, because there's a nice little twist at the end of the last season that sets it up to be very, very interesting for the next season. So I really recommend that. And again, that was also an entire series that spawned off just a set of commercials
mm-hmm.
for when they were hosting the World Cup on NBC or something, and they, you know, the whole joke about Americans not knowing anything about soccer, and they got this football coach, this American football coach, to kind of comment on the situation and whatever, and, you know, all these hilarious antics about how Americans, quote-unquote, don't understand soccer, or mm-hmm. football in this case. And, I would really recommend it. It's really inspiring, it's really funny, and they've got some brilliant British actors, as well as the American coach, and everybody else in that is just brilliant.
Okay, well, so we've got Rowena and Phil up there in Denver, in Colorado. Ted Lasso is great.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait for season 3, and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 4 is great as well.
Yeah, and the guy who plays Lenny Bruce on Mrs. Maisel, he does an amazing job of just capturing and channeling Lenny Bruce. If you've ever been familiar with Lenny Bruce's career or mm-hmm. his work, I think he does an excellent job. And the rest of the cast. The one thing I would recommend, if you're going to watch this and English is not your first language, turn the subtitles on in English.
Because
it's one of those shows like The Gilmore Girls, where the dialogue is rapid fire, very staccato, if you will. So, yeah.
Okay, and also, Renee, Ted Lasso is the best. Hilarious. Can't wait for the new season. Binge watch it this weekend. And again, Rowena Phil says Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis, great job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, one great song, speaking of Lexi and the karaoke, one great song for you to do on karaoke, Jerry, would be Tequila.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Okay. when we were talking about spare parts and things like that, Mary Lou said, yes, it's true. I know by fact that all the auto companies, they're not bringing inventory of all spare parts, especially body parts, you know, the ones that get hit a lot. Well, look, Alex, as always, thank you so much. It's been an interesting little morning. And enjoy your break.
I will.
Enjoy your Easter. I know I will.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't get crucified.
Don't get crossed.
You won't. You won't. You won't be back in 3 days.
I will be. I'll be back on Monday.
Oh,
there
fun.
You go. So there we
as
go.
The, as so the scripture said.
Dr. Computer Alex Newman. Always great to have Alex with us here on the breakfast show. Here in the mornings, time on the breakfast show. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. No news this morning, but plenty of music. We're going to be with you right through till 10. There we go, Fern Kinney, and together we are beautiful. Big thanks once again, Dr. Computer Alex Newman, spending time with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop.
I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can.
I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do.
Cause I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted crown when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you
There we go. Yes, that is Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better. There's this thing here. Ashley sent me a little note in. I didn't get a chance to mention it to her. Because, yeah, I just saw it quickly this morning. I was looking at things. Elon Musk trying to buy 100% of Twitter. Hey.
Yes, and all of the things that I said that I wanted come rushing by in my head when I'm with you. 14 joys and a thrill to be merry. all of the things that they say are very sentimental. Gentle wind blowing through my life again. Sentimental, really gentle one.
All I need is
sentimental.
Bob Welsh and Sentimental Lady. I was just taking a look here to see what I could see in the world of technology. One thing which I thought was quite interesting, we heard of these NFTs, isn't it, where you buy this digital art and people put this sort of tremendous value on them, don't they? The owner of Jack Dorsey's first tweet, the NFT, it was listed for $48 million. Okay, this is after the buyer paid $48 million for the NFT, non-fungible tweet, and likened it to the Mona Lisa. The owner, he put it up for resale and got 7 offers. Now, believe it or not, the highest was $280. One of the bids was as low as $6. Paid $48 million for it. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. What do you expect? I mean, it's hyped up so much. Can you imagine paying $48 million for Jack Dorsey's first tweet? And he used Twitter as well, by the way, which is trying to be bought by Elon Musk. And then putting it up for resale, saying, haha, yeah, I'll make a bit of money on this now. $280, the highest offer. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are, making our way to 11 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm going to take another piece of music. It's called Perfume from Holly Johnson. Then we're going to chat with Yasmin, see how she's doing this morning. She's so busy, really. I thought it wasn't going to be.
Smell your skin. Hot nights on a honeymoon. Hot
There we go. Yes, that was Holly Johnson and a perfume and smelling gorgeous over in the corner. Good morning, Yaz.
Good morning.
And I do know I thought today was going to be quite slow because we had no news. So I wasn't even able to go to the toilet.
Yes, it's been
really quick, hasn't it? Because we've had a lot of interaction with people. Mm-hmm. And we got a little note as well from Rosita, who gave us our biscuits,
mm-hmm.
which very Alex nice. Enjoyed.
Yeah. And us.
And us as well. We got in quick. So, what are you doing over Easter?
I guess we are leaving tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going
tomorrow
up to...
Tomorrow is Friday, right? Yeah, to Sarasota.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll be there.
Okay. Bug photographing.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If it's not raining, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because usually it rains the whole day, every day, so...
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You go up there for that, do you?
Well, we go there for the weather, you know.
Yeah, whether or not it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of weather.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, but it's nice to get out of the town. It's not that far away, is it?
No, it's not.
No, that's nice.
No, and it's better because everybody goes to the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's very true. Yeah, very true.
It's and no you, traffic or anything. Yeah.
You relax
mm-hmm.
and have fun. Now, listen, I tell you what, because I thought you've mentioned it here. You've got an event. This is something coming up to do with Autism Month.
Exactly.
And you're doing something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's all about it.
Okay, I'm going to post during the day, I think after the show. I'm going to do a post where people, if you would like to go to the premiere on Tuesday next week, you can just send a blue heart because, you know, the blue color is the color of autism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can just send a blue heart and you'll be part of a raffle.
Oh, great.
To get a ticket for two people to go to the premiere next Tuesday at Multiplaza.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. This is thanks to Mundo Cam and Big Films.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for the tickets. And we're going to be there, of course.
Oh, good. And that's it. Well, I'm just looking here. We've got, we do have another giveaway next week.
Oh, yes.
We'll be getting sort of stuck into this as soon as we start on Monday, because we have got a giveaway. I'm just trying to find your email to me this morning. But it's with our friends at Mandinga, Mandinga Rum. Now, they have got a special event on Thursday. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually go to where they make the rum. They're going to tell you all about it, show you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Yaz and I are going, aren't we, Yaz?
Exactly.
Yeah. And are you going to take somebody with you?
No.
Ian?
Oh, yes. No. I'm going with a friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I will probably... I may... I've got a friend of mine who may come along, who's got an interest in the rum. Or I may take Neil, because Neil's with us as well. So depending on what's happening. But that's going to be fun. So what we're going to do, we are going to ask questions starting on Monday. We're going to be talking about Mandinga rum.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about that all day on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday... Mm-hmm. What you can do is answer some questions about what we've been talking about. And
on Wednesday.
On
I guess we're going to do the questions, right?
Oh, we're going to do it on... Okay, yeah, because it's the Thursday. Yes,
uh-huh.
So we'll talk about it on Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the questions on Wednesday.
Exactly.
And it's all going to be to do with Mandinga rum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be great fun. And we'll have two people come and join us.
Join us, yes.
Mm.
So much fun.
We like fun, don't we, Yes?
Thanks a lot to Pedro Mandinga.
Yeah, for the absolutely.
Invitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our friend Monica gets all this, so she puts it all together. Yeah,
Monica,
yeah.
It's so nice.
I think I'm going on. Do you think she's listening? Yes, she will.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Monica and Gabriel.
Monica and Gabriel. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. That's it. That's your lot. But, that'll be fun. So do be with us on Monday and Tuesday. Listen to what we talk to you about, to do with Mandinga rum. And then on Wednesday, we're going to ask you some questions, and then all we're going to do is answer them, send them back to us, and you can come and join us for rum tasting, learning about how they make the rum.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be through WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, we'll do that on WhatsApp.
And then the movie premiere, it's going to be through Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Good.
So a lot of things to do all together.
Oh, yeah, I'm worn out already. I need the 3 days rest.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Right, let me see. What else we got for today? Nothing really, just plenty of music.
No, let me try to find...
Oh, you did a couple of Born yeah. Today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Off you go. Don't forget, they've got to be older than me.
Okay.
If you can. All right, yes, we'll be back with you in a minute.
Sure.
Back with the music. This is Nickelback.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned. Leave your fears behind. And try less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate today was your last day. The case of grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. Today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday?
Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And what you call on friends you never see? Reminisce the memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one you dream in us? Where I'm
If today was your last day, from Nickelback. What would I do if today was my last day? Probably exactly the same as I'm doing right now. If you spend your last day, you might as well spend it annoying people. It's great to be with you. Hey, let's get back to what Ashley was mentioned. I got the story here because he mentioned that Elon Musk had made an offer to buy Twitter. It's absolutely true. It says Tesla's boss Elon Musk has offered to buy Twitter, saying he is the right person to unlock the social media platform's extraordinary potential. In a surprise announcement, Mr. Musk said that he would pay $54.20 a share for Twitter, valuing it at about $40 billion. It recently emerged that Mr. Musk was Twitter's biggest shareholder after he built up a large stake in the firm. He said that if his offer was not accepted, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. Twitter's share price rose by 5.3% to $48.32 in the early trading, so he's prepared to pay over the odds, isn't he? A filing with the US financial regulator appeared to show text and or voice messages from Mr. Musk to Twitter's board, showing that he had raised the idea at the weekend that the business should go private. Mr. Musk had been invited to join the board, but Twitter announced on Sunday he had decided against it, because if he had agreed, he wouldn't have been able to do what he's doing. In the messages published in the filing, Mr. Musk said that he was not playing the back-and-forth game, and said of his offer, it's a high price and your shareholders will love it. He said that he would have to sell his shares if the deal did not go through. This is not a threat. It's simply not a good investment without the changes that need to be made, he added. Victoria Scholar, head of investment and interactive investor, said that this is a deeply hostile move from Elon Musk, who has threatened to reconsider his 9.2% stake in the company if his 100% acquisition offer is rejected. In his filing with the US Securities and Exchange Commission, Mr. Musk said that he had invested in Twitter because I believe in its potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe, and I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. However, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company, he added. Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it. I like that. Yeah, good for him. I mean, what's going to be interesting, of course, but look at it from this perspective as well. If they do not accept his offer to buy Twitter, and he withdraws his 9.2% shareholding, what will happen to Twitter's value? I would predict that it would plunge. Chrissy Hynde, together with UB40, after this we will go and see who was born on this day in music.
They say we're young and we don't know. I got flowers in
this ring, I got you to wear my ring.
There she goes, yes indeedy, Chrissy Hynde there, and UB40. I got their version of I Got You Babe, and it's pretty good as that well. Right, it's time to go back over to Yasmin and see what we've got on this day in Michigan. It didn't take you long this morning, yes?
No, because I was working on that
before. Oh, yes, you see, you know, working away in the background. we've got a couple. One is older than me, the other one isn't. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because the other one is what happened today, not
Was born. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. I wasn't paying. Yes, it says it in big letters. What happened today in music?
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll wake up by 10 o'clock.
So, yes, let's start with born today in music.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 1948. Larry Ferguson, Hot Chocolate, who had the 1975 U.S. number 3 single, You Sexy Thing, the 1977 U.K. number 1 single, So You Win Again, and over 25 other top 40 hits.
You know, I think it was only fair that I played the first one.
Okay, yes, I love it.
Yeah, Your Sexy Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along,
There we go. Hot chocolate in the morning. And you sexy thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, it was good. 1977. In actual fact, your next one is only a year later, but it's What Happened in Music Today.
Exactly. 1978. Art Garfunkel started a six-week run at number one in the UK with the theme from the film Watership Down, Bright Eyes.
Do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't remember this song.
But do you remember the film?
I remember hearing it. I think I watched it, yeah. It was a good animation, if I remember rightly.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, here's the song.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it'll jog my memory. Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes.
There's a father.
There we go. That's it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel. I recognized it when we got to the chorus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It took me a while.
That was a nice song.
It is a nice song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I must realize I must watch the movie again. Cause it's, mm-hmm. It should be a nice, nice movie, though. Watership Down.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So that's it. Oh, look, we're 21 minutes before 10.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be long.
Mm-hmm.
Better go off and have a nap. all right, yes. Well, you have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you.
Say hi to Ian and the and the family.
Thank
all right.
You.
And I hear Lala.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there. Yes, she's awake. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it then. Must be nearly the end of the program.
Yes, exactly.
All right, yes. Have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you.
And we'll be
everyone.
Back on Monday.
Thank you.
Good, exciting Monday next week. Absolutely. Now, let me see. I tell you what, Hamilton Knox. Video Sunshine.
If ever I had a video, would you dance in it? Would you dance in it? In it? Oh, sunshine, you are my sunshine. Let it.
Yes, Video Sunshine from Knox Hamilton. I just took a taken rubbish looking at some science news for this morning. It says NASA scientists have spied the largest comet ever seen. A comet with a nucleus 50 times bigger than normal is barreling towards Earth at 22,000 miles per hour. Hubble's telescope has determined that the comet's icy nucleus has a mass of about 500 trillion tons and is 85 miles wide, larger than the US state of Rhode Island. But not to worry, the closest it will get is 1 billion miles away from the sun, and that won't be until 2031. What do we have, 2031? 22? Oh, it's not that far away, is it? I might still be around. There we go, yeah. Huge, isn't it? Gosh, can you imagine what that would do? That would completely devastate the Earth, wouldn't it? We're 16, coming up for 16 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3. This is Fragile. From The Police.
sun, tomorrow's rain would wash the stains away. Something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument. Nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. For all I was born beneath an angry star. Lest we forget how fragile we are. Tears from the star, like tears from the star. On and on the rain will say how fragile we are, how fragile we are.
Taking it slow, yeah. Entangled. snuggled in the sheets until the evening. There was nowhere to go. No,
it was the summer of love.
It was called Summer of Love, and it was by Shawn Mendes together with Tainy there. And time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. So I've got time to squeeze one more in for this morning. This one comes from Codaline. It's like, anybody remember the Clangers? It sounds like the Clangers.
Friday night and no one's home.
Temple Bar.
Fine, getting drunk alone. Grab your coat and make a call. I'll meet you down in Temple Bar. People come and people go. So raise a glass to who you know. Winter hasn't taken hold. So why do I feel so cold? Like a question without an answer. Like music without its senses. Like a bird without a song. Tell me where did it all go wrong? Like a frame without a picture. Like God without a scripture. Like me when I know you're gone. Tell me where.
Footprints in the winter snow. When winter hasn't taken hold, why do I feel so cold?
Like a question without an answer. Like music without its senses. Like a bird without a song. Tell me where did it all go wrong? Like a frame without a picture. Like God without a scripture. Like me when I know you're gone. Tell me where.
That's it. Does anybody else remember the Clangers other than me? Well, that's it. That is Coda Line, and it's called Temple Bar. Time on the breakfast show. Time for me to, say ta-ta. We're just a few seconds away from 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Been a fun morning this morning. Say, antidepressants, no news during the course of this morning. And interesting little chat talking about the local communications market with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, as well as some other little bits and pieces as well. So big thanks to Alex being with us today. Hope he's going to have a great Easter. He's going to just relax, take it easy, do a little bit of studying for some things he's got at work. And a big thank you to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. My producer does everything in here apart from play the music, which I sort of sit here and do and waffle on. So big thanks to Yasmin for all the work that she does. My producer, my co-producer, don't forget, Neil Danby, and our intrepid outdoor reporter this morning, Ingrid McCartney, and the boys and girls there, and Elvi. I hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful Easter. Just sit back and relax and enjoy. Also, big thank you to the boys and girls, a group of grad who keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Now remember, I will be back with you, or we will be back with you on Monday morning at the same time. That's 6 o'clock. And whatever it is you're going to be doing over Easter, please, please take it easy. If you're going out into the interior and you're driving, just sit back and relax, all right? It doesn't, don't rush. You know what it's like? You see some people rush and they have to overtake, and then, you know, a couple of miles down the road, there they are, just two cars in front of you again. So just take it easy, relax, don't do anything silly. Certainly do not drink and drive over the weekend, because what do we want to be doing on Monday morning? We've got an exciting Monday. We want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.